States are scrambling. They got only 3 weeks advance notice from the federal government as to what documents would be acceptable proof of citizenship. Many states, like Wisconsin, have online access to vital records of those born within their boundaries. So Wisconsin will be able to confirm the identity and citizenship of about 400,000 Medicaid recipients via computer. What this means is that many of those getting public health benefits won't have to rummage through their attic looking for birth certificates or obtain a passport when they may have no intention of traveling. Jason Helgerson is executive assistant to the state secretary of Health and Family Services.
I mean, we are talking about a whole range of individuals, including people who are 90 years old, who are suffering from dementia, who haven't ever even left the country, so they don't have a passport, they don't have a driver's license, they've been in institutional care and nursing homes and other places for decades.
The challenge of finding the necessary documents for the elderly and disabled is a concern to the Wisconsin Council on Children and Families. Executive Director Charity Ellison says some citizens could wrongly be denied Medicaid under a law designed to exclude illegal immigrants from getting government health care. She says past state audits have indicated that few, if any, aliens are getting Medicaid.
In those that have been done in Wisconsin over the last several years, this particular issue was not an issue that was flagged as one that was a problem.
A state audit 4 years ago of 200 randomly selected medical assistance cases found no applicants with questionable citizenship were approved. Prior to the new federal law, four states already required Medicaid recipients to show documents proving citizenship. Those states were Georgia, Montana, New Hampshire, and New York. Others, like Wisconsin, relied on sworn statements of enrollees. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.